It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. It's cold outside, really cold, and the gray of winter has set in. But this is actually a great time to get out and explore New York City's urban forest. WNYC's Amy Pearl went to Alley Pond Park in Queens.
It's 28 degrees. The sun is barely poking through. Against my better judgment, I've signed myself up for a forest walk.
And it's not that I don't love those trees out there. I do. But do I love these trees more? I totally do. I love these more.
Marielle Anzalone is an urban botanist, and she loves the untouched natural corners of New York City's parks.
How freaking amazing is that? That we live in a place where we have trees that have grown wild for thousands of years. And that is what makes forests in New York City special. Also, everyone should walk over here because the soil is crunchy and it's fun.
Oh, because it's frozen, yeah.
We step under the trees and all I see is a mess of dead leaves and twigs. But to Marielle,
this is what soil should look like. This is soil. This is important. All of this messy business is really awesomeness. And you can it smells so good. I don't know what it smells like. It just smells like life.
Winter is when you can really get a sense of the forest. Because without leaves, you can see what she calls the architecture of a tree.
Wow, that is tall.
I stretch my neck up to take in the full height of a native sweet gum. It's probably 50 feet tall.
Trees in here are all competing for resources. So if you look, they branch differently. They're striving towards the top. If everyone wants to look on the ground, there's always interesting things on the ground. So Lucas found these, and these are mockernut fruits. Ooh, yours has, what does yours have in it? Tell me what you see.
A hole?
A hole. What do you think the hole is?
2 hours later, and we've barely gone 100 feet.
Here's a native evergreen.
There's just so much to see.
People get really excited about birds, but you know, who cares about birds? Trees and plants, I'm telling you, they have an incredible story.
Amy Pearl, WNYC News.